This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
European leaders agree on a plan for the future, but what about now?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. European leaders have agreed on the details of a new treaty that requires countries to balance their budgets and limit their deficits. It's a long-term solution to the continent's debt troubles, but as far as the short term goes, Europe is still in crisis. This week, analysts are waiting to see if Greece will get another round of bailout cash. And the treaty does nothing to change that, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London.
The measure imposes German-style fiscal discipline across Europe. The 25 countries signing up will be required by law to balance their budgets. European officials will scrutinise their spending plans, and there'll be hefty fines for countries that let their deficits get out of control. Steve Barrow is a currency analyst with Standard Bank. He says the new rules are welcome, but they only affect the future. They don't tackle the present danger that some European countries may default on their debt.
What they do in the background is try to ensure that this crisis, when it does finally end, doesn't come back again.
News of the treaty deal has certainly not reassured investors. Today they're demanding an unsustainably high return of 21% on loans to the Portuguese government. Two countries in the European Union have refused to sign up to the new treaty. Britain balked through fear of new taxes on its financial centre, and the Czech Republic also rejected the treaty. The Czech president opposes what he sees as an encroachment on his country's national sovereignty. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Coming up, we'll talk gambling with the head of the world's largest casino company. But first, let's do the numbers. Stocks are up in overseas trading this morning, up about 1% right now in Frankfurt. Here in this country, we just got earnings from Pfizer, which says its profit last quarter was about half what it was in the same period a year ago. The drug maker just lost patent protection for its blockbuster cholesterol drug Lipitor, and as a result, now faces competition from generic alternatives. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow slipped 6 points to close at 12,653.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by GoToMeeting by Citrix, bringing high-definition video conferencing to online meetings for face-to-face collaboration. More at GoToMeeting.com. By Invest Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland, a European location offering a workforce that's well-educated, smart, and driven. More at InvestNI.com/invest. And by Constant Contact, combining email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on the clock. Learn more at ConstantContact.com.
Take a look at the local newspapers this morning in Omaha, Kansas City, or Lansing, Michigan, and you'll find the same story. A casino is, or might be, coming to town. States across the country have turned to gambling as a way to boost tax revenues and employment in this difficult economy. We're going to talk about the world of gambling now with one of the industry's big players, Gary Loveman. He's the president and CEO of Caesars Entertainment, and he joins us now from Las Vegas. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Caesars operates on four continents, which means you've got a great view of the global economy right now. Who is doing best and who's doing worst?
Well, the casinos in the UK have had a hard time for quite some time, partly for regulatory reasons, but also because of a weak economy in the UK. And then casinos in Atlantic City have had 39 out of 40 months of revenue declines associated largely with new competition in that area, but also with a weak economy. We have a casino in Latin America that services Brazilian clientele. I would suggest it's probably doing the best of all of our facilities.
And what does that tell you? I mean, does a weak economy make people gamble less or gamble more? Do you do better in times that are tough or times that are great?
Well, we do better when times are great. A lot of our business comes from customers at the high end, and these are customers whose activity increases when their circumstances are better.
So where's the next big place? Where do you want to be?
Well, domestically, we're going to open a big new casino in Cleveland here in just a few months, probably in May. We have one in Cincinnati that's coming in 2013. We've bid on a casino license in Baltimore. Then internationally, there are markets we think will open in places like Japan, Taiwan, Vietnam, and Korea, and we intend to be active in all those markets.
I have to say, though, when you say Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Baltimore, those don't sound like places that are filled with high-end gamblers to me.
Well, they're filled with lots of gamblers that heretofore haven't had anywhere to go.
How do you see people gambling 10 years from now? Are we going to be doing it on our phones or what?
Certainly, people will be doing it on multiple platforms. You see people today involved in social gaming, and then I think over time you'll see for-money gaming, especially poker, taking place on mobile platforms, tablets, and computers.
Are you worried that something like Apple, for instance, could start, you know, the iCasino and really change the business and you'll get competitors that you never even thought about?
We have to be vigilant about that. The challenge for people entering this industry is it's a very heavily regulated and very highly licensed industry. It's quite an involved process. I don't suspect that many of these companies will choose to put themselves through that. Instead, they'll have companies that specialize in being gaming operators like us provide those services on their platform, whether that platform is Facebook or an Apple platform.
What do you say to the people who think that there's just a real problem with gambling? It does lead to social problems and that we shouldn't be expanding it in this way.
I think that's absent any evidence to support the argument. This is a business where the vast, vast majority of customers enjoy this form of entertainment safely, and a very small, and I mean 1% to 2% of the people who consume this service do so at some harm to themselves or their families. Now, that's not in any way to belittle the consequences of this problem for the individuals that are affected, but it's to suggest that it ought to be treated against that factual backdrop.
What's your game when you go to the casino?
I like sports betting and 21.
Gary Loveman is chairman, CEO, and president of Caesars Entertainment. He was speaking with us from Las Vegas. Gary Loveman, thanks so much.
Glad to be here, Jeremy.
And finally, to LAX Airport here in Los Angeles, where a tourist from the UK was detained this week for some messages he sent on Twitter. He tweeted that he was going to, quote, go and destroy America, end quote. Well, you can see why that might raise some red flags with the TSA. Turns out, though, when he said destroy, he meant he wanted to get wasted and party in America. Long story short, he won't be doing either for the moment because he was sent back home to the United Kingdom. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The American economy can't quite make up its mind. There's Nebraska doing pretty well.
I think we see just a general unwillingness to bite off more than you can chew.
And there's Nevada, not doing so well.
If you have a basically resourceless state and you're desperate, you're going to take more risk.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, Two States, and the story of election 2012, the real economy. Marketplace's special coverage next time. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.